Hey, you guys, this is your girl, Ernisha. It's May the 8th, 2020 at 12:34 a.m. Welcome to For the Love of Ernisha podcast. So, I know I just gave you guys an episode, and usually I don't do back-to-back. I give it a week, you know, maybe 2 weeks. But today, right now, at this moment, I was drinking some wine and stuff, and this subject is getting on my last nerves because people don't know the difference between dating versus relationships. I'm 32 years old. I say my age a lot because I'm not afraid of it, okay? And I have 5 real relationships in my whole lifetime, and I've been a player too. So I know both of the sides of, you know, the field. So the subject is dating versus relationship. I'm not going to talk about marriage because I ain't been married. I have been proposed to, but I never, you know, said yes. Because at the end of the day, I'm not about to marry somebody I feel like I'm not communicating with, I don't trust, because a fucking ring is just a ring. It's a material thing. I feel like when I marry somebody, it has to be communication, gotta be good. We're going to counseling before we even get married. Everything is not gonna be peaches and cream, but communication and trust is a big factor, and I need that in my life. I'm not just about to say, yes, I'll marry you because of fucking ring, okay? And excuse my language, I have been drinking wine, so it's going to be maybe a lot of cussing, maybe. So, I'm going to start talking about the dating part, and it's maybe going to go into relationships. So, I started really like being, I guess, a player. That's what I call dating. Like, when you're dating, you're trying to figure out what you want in life. With yourself and the person that you're talking to, communicating with, hanging out with, having sex with, having fun with, travel with, whatever the case might be, whatever you and that person decide what y'all want at that moment in time. So, when I was in a relationship, I was in my first relationship when I was in the 11th grade. And he was a year younger than me. And we had a real relationship, you know what I'm saying? It kind of moved fast a little bit. I kind of remember, like, we was friends. And then I guess he realized that he wanted to be in a relationship with me. And I took him to my junior prom. And, you know, he met my family. Like, we was in a real relationship. But that's high school love, you know what I'm saying? And that's when I was in a real relationship. So before I was in that relationship, I was a player, okay? A player, let me tell you. I shouldn't be giving out the game because people should know the game. But I'll give y'all a little something. I don't mind sharing the game, you know? Because I'm a teacher anyways. You know, that's why I got podcasts, because I love to talk and teach and help a sister or help a brother out, okay? Or a cat or a dog, okay? Somebody need help, okay? So before I was in that relationship, I was a player, you know what I'm saying? I had a person that I was having sex with, you know what I'm saying? I had a person I was having sex with and he was spending money on me. I had a person, you know, I had options, you know? And that's a player dating, okay? You know what I'm saying? You gotta figure out how many people you want on your team. Maybe you don't want to have sex with nobody. That's fine. Go right ahead. That's your prerogative. You know what I'm saying? Maybe you just want to have sex with 2. Maybe you don't want to have sex with nobody. Maybe you want to have sex with all of them. I don't know. Whatever you want to do, because at the end of the day, you're not in a relationship. You're not committed to nothing. As long as you're protecting yourself, you have that understanding with the other individual, it's all game. So that's when you're dating. That's when you communicate, because y'all trying to understand what y'all trying to do. And another thing, I hate when people are dating people and they defending them. Bitch, stop defending people. I mean, it could be the male too. So it's not just females, it's males too. But I hate when people just talking to somebody, or, you know, they not even girlfriend relationship and they defending them already. Like, damn, is he gonna defend you or is she gonna defend you when y'all are in a relationship? Are you gonna be defending this person? Like, I mean, respect go both ways. You shouldn't disrespect nobody, but little shit, don't defend nobody you just talking to, dating, fucking on. I'm sorry, that shit irritate me. I just gotta get that out, because I don't defend people. Like, for instance, I was just got out of a 2-year relationship, and all this time, you know, I wasn't messing with nobody because I'm in a relationship, right? I'm not being a player no more. I put my player hat up, you know what I'm saying? But I had to come out of retirement after that. But anyway, but when you in a relationship, it's you and this person. But sometimes people have open relationship. Hey, whatever you like, you do it. I had one of those too, though. I had an open relationship too, so. But we had agreements of everything, and it's crazy because the lady still contacted me. But anyways. I know a lot of y'all gonna be like, this girl. But anyways, to the point I was trying to make is, I was in a relationship with this person for 2 years. The first year or first couple of months, guess what? Nobody never seen this man. The only person that's seen this man is my friend that works with me. Okay? My mother didn't even see him. Okay? She just knew I was talking to somebody. My dad knew I was talking to somebody. My family knew I was talking to somebody, but I never mentioned his name. Y'all, nobody ain't seen him on social media or nothing, because I did not know what I was doing. Because you gotta remember, I was a player before I'm starting to get in this relationship. So I'm like, is I'm gonna still be a player? Are we gonna be in a relationship? Like, what we doing? You know what I'm saying? And that's what I do. I don't show his picture. I mean, I tell my family about him, you know what I'm saying, and where he work at and where he live and stuff like that. But I don't show his picture. He ain't mean you. We ain't mean each other, fam, because I don't know what the fuck I'm doing with you. So that's my rule. You ain't mean nobody. I don't give a damn. I mean, I know parents are protective of their children, but I'm the type of individual, if I'm just talking to this person, or I'm just dating them, fucking them, whatever the case might be, if we're not in a relationship or I'm not getting married to this person, ain't no need for you to video chat with nobody that's close to me. Because I don't know if you're going to be here for just this moment, 2 weeks, a day, or you're going to be here for a season. So after a year, that's when I finally say, okay, I'm going to show this picture. And everybody's like, oh, you're in a relationship, because I know you don't. Because people know I don't show the person. I do not show shit until I know it's serious. You know what I'm saying? People need to realize that it's okay. They don't need to meet everybody that's close to you. Because once that person stop talking to you or do something bad to you, then it's like, damn, you met this person. It's like, no, you shouldn't do that. But hey, people gonna do what they do. So, okay, we was together, whatever. Then I found out that he was in a whole relationship when he was with me. That's what I'm saying. That cake and eat it too. That shit kind of hurt. It did hurt. Because I told him when I found out, I told him in his face at work, like, I should not did it at work. That was so unprofessional of me. But I'm not no fake ass bitch. And I can't just let you just walk by me like everything is okay. Because it's not okay. So, I thought he was going to be a man about it. What's the song about? Just be a man about it. Okay. That's by Toby Braxton. But anyways, I thought he was gonna be a man, be truthful. No. So on my lunch, I asked him, I said, how was your day? Playing the cool and stuff, you know, and he smiled. It was a nice day. And then I said, so what's up with this girl? Well, she's not a girl. She's a lady. She's older than me. But anyways, I said, what's up with this lady? So what's going on? Like, so you dating me and her? You know, and I was told, you know, it was just so heated that I'm the type of person, I don't like arguing, right? Because I like to fight. I had to fight. But I didn't put my hands on that man, right? But it's just, it made me so mad because he kept lying to my face. And I don't like when people are lying and I don't like arguing. So now I'm about to use my hand. But I kept my hands under my, I kept my hands under my leg because I know me. I'm very quick with my hands because people be like, oh, she goofy. Oh, she wear glasses. But I'm quick with my hands, okay? I'm quick. Because I let you argue with yourself, basically, and then I go in, and then it's on and popping. Not saying I win every fight, because I don't win every fight. But when I'm heated and this person keep lying to me in my face, that shit makes me mad. That make me want to just throw the whole table on him. So he kept lying. He kept lying. And he kept saying sorry. I'm like, you're not sorry. Because if you was sorry, you would have told me the truth. And let me figure out if I want to be in a relationship with you. And yo, you know, if I want to still deal with you. So it's just so irritating. So anyways, I got up because he kept lying. I got up quietly because, again, I was at work on lunch. I didn't want to be too unprofessionally because I did get a little loud. And weeks went by. He walked on the other side of my Starbucks and he was trying to talk to me, but I ignore him because it's just the simple fact that you kept lying. Then you want me to act like nothing ain't happened. No, nigga, you fucked up. You fucked up. And I hate when people, because when I trust somebody, I trust them. When we communicate, how we communicate, everything was good. Like what we was going into, and I was so hurt, and I was like, dang, you know. And this, I'm like, oh, this is crazy. So I had to pray about it, and I still wasn't talking to him. He'll be all in my face, and I'll act like when I'm mad at somebody or I'm not fucking with you, you could be standing right motherfucking there in my face, and I will walk past you like you're not even there. You know what I'm saying? That's spooky to some people, but that's how I am. That's how I get down. I can know you for all my life. If you hurt me to the core, I'll walk past you like I ain't seen you. And if I'm with somebody, unless they somebody I'm with, like, oh, that person, I was like, oh, okay, what's up, and then I'll go on. But if nobody ain't with me, I'm by myself, and you walk by me, and I had, you know, if you hurt me like to the core, yeah, I'll walk by you. I'm a cold piece of work. So, you know, that went by. And then he came by my house and he was like, you know, I just want us to go back. And I'm like, it's never going to go back to like it was. We're not really going to go back in a relationship because you need to figure out what you want to do and how you want to do, because you're not about to go with me and this lady. Because I told him, I kept it real with him. I was like, you know, the older Nisha would have rolled up where your other girlfriend work at. She's a real estate agent. Like, I could roll up on her. Roll up on her, make an appointment, because he know I've been looking at houses and stuff. So it's like, she's a real estate agent. So I could just call and say, I will look at the house and have a whole conversation about you. She gonna be like, damn. But that's petty because it ain't her fault. It's, you know, she don't know about me. It's this nigga fault. So why should I put her in a predicament like that? Get her stressed out, get her all in her feelings, have her fight me like we fighting over some nigga that's trying to put us against each other. So I'm not that type of person. So I just told him, like, I'm not like that no more. That was when I was young and dumb, you know. And to this day, we're not in a relationship. I told him we gotta really start over. You know, he still come around, we friends, we do what we do, but I'm not in a relationship. So that's that. So with him, we do what we do, but we know where we stand because that's when the communication is, and he doesn't call me every day because we're not in a relationship no more. So you don't have that right to call me every day. Because if you call me every day, I'm going to look at the phone and I'm going to end up blocking you because we're not in a relationship. It's okay to check on me, you know, skip a day, skip 2 days, check up on me. He come out my house anyways, but it's just the simple fact that don't call me every day. Like, we're not in a relationship, we're not married, you don't need to call me on every day. I'm glad that you're concerned, I'm concerned about you too, but it's not that deep no more, you know. And people, I feel like that's dating in this day of age, maybe a little bit back, like 2018, 2017, or maybe forever, I feel like people are afraid to be alone, so they jump into another relationship. But I feel like you shouldn't just jump into a relationship. I feel like you should work on yourself and figure out what was going on. Because I know that wasn't my fault, right? But at the same time, I was so in love. I was so blind that I didn't even see the signs of him, of a person that has a whole relationship at home. So I feel like, let me step back, let me do some self-reflect, let me do some more self-love and figure out, like, the next relationship I get into or in a marriage or whatever the case might be, I will know the signs of stuff that's not right. Because you keep jumping relationship, 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 it's not just that other person's fault. Maybe, yeah, at that moment, but you got to reflect on you, like, what was the signs, you know? What can I have did better? Even though it wasn't your fault, but you could make the next relationship better by working on yourself and getting yourself together. It's okay to be single. It's okay to be alone. That's the time for you to self-reflect. And some people don't like being alone, but how you gonna have self-love if you always jump in a relationship and then bring basically that baggage into your old relationship, even if you're not talking about your exes to that person, but your movement, your anger, your, you know, whatever that was, you know, you didn't even give yourself time to breathe, to cry, to be angry, to be sad, to be happy, to do nothing, because you always want to be in a relationship. And give yourself time, space. It's okay to date 5 people, maybe 10 people, whatever the case might be. And it's okay to not have sex with everybody that you're talking to. That's dating. You getting to figure out. Like me, when I'm dating, you know, aka being a player, I got like, well, right now I only got 3 on my team. You know what I'm saying? I always do like, you know, a start of 5. You know what I'm saying? And it works for me. So, I mean, so dating for me is, I should say, since it's dating versus relationship, because I talk so much about relationship, dating for me is like you got to have at least a starter 5. Maybe you could go up to 10, but that's a lot of people. If you having sex with everybody, that's 10. Well, for me, because I'm a female, that's 10 private parts in me, and I like sex, so I can't see myself having sex with 10 people at this, like, at the same time, but like 7 days a week, I'm having sex with 7 people. Then there's the, you know, the other, you know, and then the other 3 people to follow. I can't do that. So, and that's too much people calling me at the same time, because eventually I'm gonna get caught up and I don't do 10 people. So I usually date 5 people. And usually out of the 5 people, I'm having sex with them. I'm being very protective in everything I do, of course. And they have different positions, different ways of pleasing me and how I feel and how I'm moving. And of course I'm communicating with them, letting them know, like, you know, we're just dating, you're not the only one, so, you know, I'm just letting you know I'm not feeling you that way, I'm feeling you this way. And if you feel like you want a relationship, it's just best for us to go our separate ways, because I don't want a relationship. So yeah, out of the 5, I'm having sex with 3. Like I said, I'm very protective. So this is how I get down. I'm gonna give y'all some little game about Ernisha, okay? Now, y'all can feel how y'all feel. This is my opinion, okay? So, out of the 5 people, the first one, of course I'm having sex with. He's the first one. I'm having sex with him. I'm communicating with him. We having fun. like, he do everything the other 4 do, basically. But he's the number 1. And then number 2, I'm having sex with him, but he's the person I'm traveling with. You know what I'm saying? Like, we about to make plans to go travel. Communicate. So, we're communicating, traveling with. Right? The third person, of course I'm having sex with him. We're communicating, having fun, but I'm just going out to dinner with him. He's my dinner dude, you know? I'm getting dressed up, going to dinner with him. You know what I'm saying? Then the fourth dude is like, we communicating, you know, chilling, maybe go out for some coffee, go out for a drink, you know, give some knowledge. That's my knowledge person. And then the fourth one is just the fourth one. The fifth one. See, that one could get in. Tell you. Yeah, the fifth one is just—he's just there. Excuse me. He's just spending money on me, most likely, or helping me out. Mind you, I got my own job, but you know, the fifth person want to spend money. He want to get anything I need. We communicating. We chilling. Money ain't a thing, you know, living the life, you know what I'm saying? So that's how my starter five, you know, works out when I'm single, dating, having fun. Having fun, me, don't call me every day, okay? Even the first person, look, all five of y'all, please do not call me every day. Let me tell you, because that's annoying. We're not in a relationship. Like I said, I don't mind people checking up on me. But don't be blowing my phone up, bruh, because we're not in a relationship and we're not married. So don't do that. That's a very turn off for me, because then you're going to get blocked, and then you're going to be blocked for the rest of the time. Then you're going to wish that you wasn't calling me all the time. So don't do that. That's number one. Number two is, I feel like I run my own show. So whatever I want to do with my life and what's going on with me. If I feel like I'm about to really be in a relationship, I will let the people know, you know, like, okay, well, you know, I'm about to be in a relationship, so don't call me, you know, all cuts ties, you know, we had our fun. That's what it is, you know, got our communication. Communication is the key to any relationship, but especially dating different people, relationship and marriage. Now, like I said, I don't know nothing about marriage, child. I got proposed to, and I said no. So I never got that far, okay? But from dating into relationship is like, it's a difference. And I feel like most women, they just scared to be by themselves. And some men too. Y'all be scared too. That's why y'all be hopping around like bunny rabbits too. And it's okay to be single, let me tell you. It's all right to be single, because then you get to figure out what you need to do in life, you know? And it feels so good, because when you self-reflect, self-love, you get to know about yourself even more. You know, you're growing every day. The world is changing every day. And it's like, it feels so good. Not saying don't talk to people. I'm not saying that. But don't just hop in a relationship just because you don't want to be lonely. Don't confuse dating and relationship roles. It's a role in everybody. If we're dating and talking, we're dating and talking. You don't have no right to ask me where I'm going. Even if a relationship or marriage, you don't got no right to ask me where I'm going, where I'm at, and all this shit. You ain't got that right. But at the same time, it's on the individual and how they move. Because me, I'll check a nigga real quick. Okay? And that's when you get blocked. Because don't tell me where to go with. First off, you're not in a relationship. Second off, you ain't my daddy. I got my own daddy. You know what I'm saying? And we ain't doing that. So I hate when people confuse dating roles with relationship roles. Okay, we not in a motherfucking relationship, or we're not dating. Like, stop confusing the roles, okay? And stop, like I said, this is irritating my life. Stop defending people that ain't gonna defend you. Especially if you just now starting off talking to them, okay? I don't give a damn. You know them all your whole damn life. Don't defend nobody if you just been talking to them for a fucking week or a fucking month. Or 3 months, okay? 90 days. Like, don't start defending people. The only time I feel like you start defending people is when you're in a relationship and you're married. I'm not defending nobody I'm dating, straight up. But I want everybody to have respect. But like I said, everybody have opinions, like everybody have assholes. And that shit just roll off your chest and you go on about your day. You shouldn't be in your feelings about somebody that you're dating, because that means you're getting serious. But you telling everybody, oh, we're just talking. Or the dude say, oh, we just talking. But you in your feelings real quick when somebody say the littlest thing. Bruh, sis, calm down. Don't, this ain't that deep. Stop being so defensive. I thought you was just dating, cuz. Oh, but it's like disrespectful and all this. No, throw the Fed people that quick. Because I'm saying, okay, so you're telling everybody that you're just talking to this person, you're dating this person, but you're being so defensive. Like, make up your mind, sister, bro. Like, I hate that shit. And it don't matter what people say. Like, people is just so sensitive. I'm supposed to be the sensitive person. I'm the fucking Cancer. But people be in they feeling so much. And then, too, when you're doing a relationship with these individuals, I understand you're supposed to have the individual back, but never pick that individual over your family, because at the end of the day, I don't give a damn if you marry too. Yes, that's your marriage, that's your partner and stuff, but don't defend nobody over your family, because at the end of the day, when that person hurts you, do wrong, who do you run to for support? You don't run to that person, Phil. You run to your old damn family. So don't never do that. I hate when people do that too. Because I ride for my family. I don't give a fuck who I'm with. Okay. You ain't gonna... It ain't that much dick in the world. I'm sorry. Ain't that much dick. Ain't that much pussy in the world. It ain't, you know, it ain't that good for you to defend somebody over your family. Now, family is first. All the time. Of course, when I get married, my family is, that family is first too, but I'm gonna never, never, never forget where I came from. Because when you and that person have disagreement stuff, you don't run to his family or you don't run to her family. You run to your own family to get support. Because then it's crazy, because if you run to them, everybody turn your back on you. You ain't gonna have nobody have your back, because when they was there for you, giving you advice and stuff, and you could take it or leave it, you didn't want to hear it. But then when you want the advice, everybody have their back on you. So, tread lightly, people. Don't never, never, never do that to your family. Your blood family, the family that been your friends, whatever. Don't do that. Because when you start losing people, and you just have him and his family, you're going to feel really, really stupid. Or her and her family, whatever. You know, the roles is man and female. Don't never forget where you came from. I don't care if they was disrespectful to the person that you with. You never turn your back on them. Because that they was there before this person, and they ain't going to be there after that person. I hate that. Like, family is everything to me. And, of course, I'm going to make my own family. But I would never, ever turn my back on my family if they give me advice or something. I'll just sit there and listen. It's up to me to take it or leave it. But I'm not going to say, oh, I'm not talking to you no more. Oh, you're wrong. You know. Da-da-da-da. No, 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 no. Cool the fuck out. Because when this person do you wrong, I'm telling you. Because this happened to me, you know. I ain't going to say nothing because she might listen. But she know who she is. This individual, you know. Defended this person to the grave, child. And currently, I ain't gonna get deep in that because it ain't about her, but it's just the situation at the time ain't the situation right now. You know what I'm saying? So everybody gotta live and learn. You know, baby, gotta pick their battles, but I never turn your family against the person you're in relationship with or marry. I'm just saying. So I'm gonna let y'all go. I just have to get that off my chest, you know. Drinking wine to me, you know, I should drink that more often, because I, you know, topics come so fast when I drink wine, because it's like, ooh, I gotta get this off my chest. Because if I don't get it off my chest, then when I go to sleep, you know, I dream about it. But then when I get it, it's like, dang, I should have did an episode. So, I just want people to do what's right for them. Then everybody else come last. But self-love is the best love. I know I just said this episode, but self-love is the best. Because you get to figure out what you need to do for yourself. You growing every day. As long as you're on this earth, it stuff changes. Your body changes. You turn a different age every year with God's blessing. It's just a lot going on. And you just want to make sure you're right. And that's about it. So you guys have a blessed Friday. It's Friday, right? Yeah, it's 1:03 a.m. Yeah, it's Friday. You guys have a blessed Friday. I know I was doing a lot of cussing, but I like to just keep saying have a blessed day. It's just like if you in a, you know, when people cuss you out, you know, strangers cuss you out and stuff, I be saying have a blessed day, because you need to pray for people like that. They need some prayer because they're going through something. So y'all have a blessed Friday. I don't know when the next episode. If I drink some more wine, child, y'all might get another episode now. But if I don't do another episode today, I mean the following day, Saturday, most likely it'll be sometime next week or the week after. But like I said, if I drink some wine, you know, it might be back to back. But yeah, you guys, just take care of yourselves. Stay safe. I love you guys. Make sure you tell a friend, a family, your cousin, your dog, your cat, your bird, to come on and enjoy Ernisha. Oh my God, I am sleepy, y'all. To come enjoy For the Love of Ernisha podcast. I love you guys. Peace.